Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
When it comes to protecting your diesel engines, we're with you. Less downtime and injector repairs? We're with you. Better fuel economy and power? We're with you there, too. We're Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels. And whether you're running a fleet or a farm, you'll get unbeatable performance from our unique balance of 7 top-quality additives. Looking for quicker starts? Well, we're with you there, too. So upgrade to Cenex Premium Diesel today. Cenex, our energy comes through. Cenex is a brand of CHS. It's true that the bigger your farm equipment gets, the faster you can feed the world, but it's also true that bigger equipment means bigger repair bills. In fact, replacing just one high-tech transmission could set you back $60,000. But not if you protect your investment with Cenex Petroleum Products and the Total Protection Plan for up to 10 years of coverage. The Cenex Total Protection Plan already protects thousands of pieces of equipment. Why not yours? Hear what farmers say about the plan at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefler joins us now from Lefler Commodities. Tom, let's talk a little bit about these cattle futures and where did things actually kind of finish up yesterday, and maybe where are things kind of headed this morning, Tom?
Well, Dave, the surprising thing was, and it's been a while since this has happened, the entire cattle complex traded and closed with triple-digit gains. A combination of bottom picking, technical buying, and short covering supported the higher prices. There really was no fresh news out there to help stimulate this upside that took place. We also saw only the feeder cattle contract that is still above $200 is our September feeders at $200.30. Now, a year ago, September traded at over $217, and all the other contracts were well over the $200 mark. Now, choice box beef was down 3 cents yesterday. Select boxes down 48 cents on a total movement of 98 loads. The cattle slaughter, 109,000 head. The cash feeder index down $1.29. October live cattle closed $2.17 higher. We saw October feeders close up $2.72, and October lean hogs were a nickel higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's talk about the grains a little bit. Did we fare as well on the grain side as we did with the cattle yesterday?
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag there, Dave, as we saw our soybean complex and our corn futures close positive, but the wheat market was on the negative side yesterday, and for the second straight session, we saw Kansas City wheat narrowing up that spread between it and Chicago. Now, an unknown destination yesterday bought 130,000 metric tons of our U.S. new crop soybeans, and Egypt bought 60,000 metric tons of wheat from Russia. Our grain export sales yesterday ended up a little better than what we've seen for a while, and Monday is first notice day for September grain and soy futures contracts. So if you are long September futures in those contracts, you need to be getting out by the end of today, or you do have the possibility of deliveries. At the moment, we are looking at December KC wheat up a quarter of a penny. December corn's a penny and a half higher. November soybeans up 3.5 cents. December cotton trading 14 points lower. October crude oil 29 cents lower. September dollar index is 1 penny lower at 95.63. And our September Dow Jones futures now 126 points lower.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today, and we'll visit again on Monday. Look forward to that. It's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.